Also earlier this week at the Carver Center for Public Radio, we sat down with Farai Gonzo, a journalist and scholar living in Toronto, but a native of Zimbabwe. She visited the University of Arkansas as part of International Week and as a guest of the U of A chapter of Scholars at Risk. She worked as a radio journalist for 15 years in Zimbabwe, but was forced to leave after she was tortured and her life threatened for criticizing the government. Her talk this week on campus was titled, "The Power of Positivism, Turning Bad Situations for the Best."
I just go back to my childhood. I was raised at a rural place. It was a mission school. So we would walk. From 6 years, I could do all house chores, cleaning the house, the dishes, and I was happy about that. And we could walk 5 kilometers to fetch water and firewood. And we didn't have ready-made toys. We'd made our toys out of rags and toy cars out of wire and shoe polish containers for wheels. Even for homework, sometimes we'd level the ground and write our homework. We were so happy. I didn't know any other life except that one.
When she was forced to leave her native nation, she first arrived in the New York City area, and she says she had nowhere to start to form a rebuilt life. So she began cleaning houses.
And I did that so well, the African way, thorough cleaning, dusting everything, taking carpets out. So there's this guy that I cleaned house for. So he said to me, "You're not a cleaner. The way you do things, you are not a cleaner. Tell me what's happening." Then I told him my story, and he was like, "I knew it." So that it transformed my life.
She soon had a job working at a call center for a bank, and she's now completing her PhD in social justice, peace building, and conflict resolution in Canada. When she was in our radio studio, she also discussed her 15-year career in radio in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, I really loved radio, and radio in Africa is the pulse. It's very effective, and people take radio, whatever they hear on radio, as gospel truth. It gathers people around. We had programs like if you are looking for your loved ones, we have death notices. People would know that 10 minutes to one, we're going to hear about people who have died and all those things. It's like a campfire. Even things like good farming methods through the radio, because internet is not like very accessible to a lot of people. So whatever you hear on radio, so they are also transformational programming. Like, for example, I was doing rural tours, going to taking radio to the people, interviewing them and playing it on radio. So you would find these people had their own peculiar problems.
She says her radio programs, Today's Woman and Taking Radio to the People, help put attention on the need for more accessible drinking water in rural parts of the country.
So I interviewed one company, Enfield, and they were talking about the great things that they were doing, the profits that they were getting, and I introduced my topic, and they sank some 3 boreholes in different areas.
And put the boreholes, so like a well.
Yeah. So they brought water to the people.
Farai also helped lead a campaign to make items like sanitary pads and condoms more available as well through her radio broadcasts. Farai Gonzo was on the University of Arkansas campus this week as part of the recognition of International Week, and she was a guest of the U of A chapter of Scholars at Risk. That chapter is chaired by Luis Fernando Restrepo, professor of Spanish, world languages, and cultures. He says the local chapter, like others around the world, helped promote the stories of scholars in danger because of their work.
The first thing is to find out, and these reports that are being published there and by the different disciplines, and they do, if you sign up for their newsletter, there are all these emergency letters, like the amnesty ones. So I sign them all the time. You know, this scholar was detained for, you know, we just did one from a scholar from Venezuela. So Scholars at Risk is an organization that they really looks that these are bona fide academics. And I think that this is something very important for us. Being so complex, many issues, we want to have academics that are really, in a way, looking at things in a scholarly way, responsible way, with knowledge. So they'll be putting all these calls for initiatives of support, letters of support to raise awareness. And I think that this is the most powerful thing that we can do. It's to speak up. Because if we are speaking up and we're watching what's happening with scholars, for example, Turkey right now, they really ousted more than 2,000 scholars. And we're just here, you know, enjoying our university and our posts. Mm-hmm. And how can we not support those if we are an academic and or we've had the privilege of having had an education? We need more, you know, in the Fulbright spirit that is of peace through education. That if we have more people having access to education, we'll be able to tackle the problems that we face.
More information about the group can be found at scholarsatrisk.org.